upbeat, encouraging music fades in and then fades to background. Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Food Prep and Nutrition Success Podcast. I'm your host, and in this episode, we're sharpening our focus on a fundamental skill that can make or break your practical exams and written papers: knife skills. It might sound simple, but mastering how to use a knife safely and precisely is where top grade answers begin. By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll understand the key techniques, the French terminology that impresses examiners, and how to avoid the common mistakes that cost candidates marks. So grab your notebook and let's get cutting. Short musical transition. Right, let's start with the absolute essentials: safety. In any exam, whether it's your NEA, non-exam assessment, or a written question, demonstrating safe practice is critical. Examiners award direct marks for this. The two non-negotiable techniques you must know are the claw grip and the bridge hold. The claw grip is your go-to for chopping. You curl your fingertips under, making a claw shape with your non-dominant hand, and rest your knuckles against the side of the knife blade. Your thumb should be tucked behind your fingers. This protects your fingertips and allows you to guide the knife for even consistent cuts. Marks are awarded for describing this as a method to prevent injury while ensuring uniformity. Next is the bridge hold. This is for slicing round or irregular shaped foods like tomatoes or onions in half. You form a bridge with your thumb and index finger, holding the food steady on the board. The knife then passes safely under the bridge to make the cut. It's all about stability and control. Now, let's talk about the knives themselves. You need to be able to select the right knife for the job and justify your choice. A chef's knife is your all-purpose tool for chopping and dicing. A serrated knife is perfect for foods with a hard crust and soft inside, like bread or tomatoes, because the teeth can grip the surface without squashing the delicate interior. A filleting knife has a flexible blade, which is essential for moving around the bones of a fish. Simply stating use a sharp knife isn't enough. You need to explain why that knife is the correct choice, linking its features to the food structure. For example, a serrated knife was chosen for the tomato as its saw-like edge cuts through the skin without applying pressure that would bruise the flesh. That's a high-level answer. And what about those fancy French terms? Using them correctly shows real subject expertise. Let's cover the main precision cuts AQA expects you to know. These are long, thin matchsticks, about 3 millimeter by 3 millimeter by 5 centimeters. Think fine carrot sticks for a stir fry. Brunoise. This is a very fine dice, about 2 millimeter cubed. You get this by taking your julienne strips, gathering them together, and dicing them finely. It's perfect for soups and sauces where you want vegetables to cook quickly and evenly. Jardiniere. These are short, thicker batons, about 4 millimeters by 4 millimeters by 2 centimeters. Macédoine. This is a larger dice, about 5 millimeter cubed. Remember, precision isn't just about looking good. Uniform cuts ensure even cooking, which is a key principle of food science. Linking knife skills to outcomes like even cooking or preventing enzymatic browning by working quickly shows synoptic thinking, which examiners love. Let's move on to exam technique. A common mistake candidates make is confusing the dimensions of jardiniere and macédoine. Create a flashcard or a diagram to remember them. Another pitfall is vague safety points. Don't just write, "wash knives safely." A better answer is, knives should be washed separately and immediately after use to prevent them being hidden in soapy water, reducing the risk of cuts. That's specific and shows you understand the reasoning. Here's a top tip for your NEA2 photographic evidence. Make sure your photos clearly show you using the claw grip or bridge hold. Don't just show the finished dish. The examiner needs to see the process to award marks for technique. And for written questions, always pair the hazard with the control measure. For example, the hazard of cutting fingers is controlled by using the claw grip technique. This structured approach demonstrates clear thinking and is exactly what examiners are looking for. All right, time for a quick fire quiz to test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a second, and then give you the answer. Ready? 1. What is the name of the grip used to protect your fingertips when chopping? The claw grip. 2. Which cut produces tiny 2 millimeter dice? Brunoise. 3. Why would you use a serrated knife for a tomato? To cut the skin without squashing the flesh. 4. What are the approximate dimensions of a julienne cut? 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters by 5 centimeters. 5. Which hold is best for slicing a round vegetable in half? The bridge hold. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. So, to summarize, safe and precise knife skills are a cornerstone of food preparation. Master the claw grip and bridge hold. Know your knives and be able to justify your choices. And don't forget to use that French terminology, julienne, brunoise, jardiniere, and macédoine, to elevate your answers. Practice these cuts, photograph your technique for the NEA, and describe them accurately in your written work. That's all for this episode. Join us next time as we explore the science of raising agents. Until then, happy cooking and good luck with your revision. Upbeat, encouraging music fades in and then out.